Hi, my name is Georgia Harris. I'm a senior at Hart High School and will be attending Rhodes College in Memphis, Tennessee in the fall. Yeah. I've been going to this church since I was born, and I've been an active member in the children's program, youth group, and even went through Stephen Ministry training. This church is a place that holds some of my fondest memories and has truly become my family. Helen Keller, a woman who faced many challenges, once said, "Many persons have the wrong idea of what constitutes true happiness. It is not attained through self-gratification, but through fidelity to a worthy purpose." Personally, I have found this true happiness through going on mission trips with the high school group at this church. For a week every year, even though situations can get stressful and intense, ultimately the smiles are nonstop, the laughter flowing, and the love absolutely endless. I have a distinct memory from each trip that will always remind me of God's never-ending love. From Arthur, the blind man at the AIDS-HIV community in the Bahamas, who would pray over us and want to sing with us whenever we were near, to Toby, the man at the special needs facility in San Antonio, who would beam when we helped him finish a puzzle, or the family whose house we painted in Florida, who would continually thank us, never letting us forget their gratitude, and the little boy in Polo, Dominican Republic, who we were originally a little intimidated by after seeing him cracking an enormous whip on our first day in town. He soon came up to me, holding a book, urging me to read to him in my broken Spanish, and sat with me for stories and stories, and then read his stories to me and even sang. For me, these are memories that bring smiles to my face and represent what true happiness is. These trips seem less and less like sacrifices and work, and more of a calling that will continually bring me joy. There is a scripture passage that I keep coming back to. It is Luke 9:57-62. It says, "As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, 'I will follow you wherever you go.' Jesus replied, 'Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.' He said to another man, 'Follow me.' But he replied, 'Lord, first let me go bury my father.' Jesus said to him, 'Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go proclaim the Son of God. You go proclaim the kingdom of God.'" Sorry. Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." Will you pray with me? Dear God, I thank you for happiness and mission trips, Lord. And I thank you for opportunities like this where people my age can share your word, Lord. And I just hope that my words are pleasing to you. Amen. It is easy for us, like the first man, to say we will follow Jesus wherever we go, but often that statement is empty. We as humans are not willing to give up everything to get ourselves to this point. Sacrifice. Jesus tells us in this passage that even he, the Son of God, has no place to lay his head. Through his life and his death, Jesus continually sacrificed for us, for our comfort, satisfaction, and so that we can continually mess up. And he gives us one command. All he says is, "Follow me." A simple command that means ridding ourselves of everything besides the influences of him and his Father. But this simple request is extremely difficult for us to live up to. We have problems getting rid of the distractions and seeing that all of the earthly problems and worries that we often believe have a greater importance than God will be taken care of. It is extremely difficult for us to sacrifice and follow the example that Jesus sets for us. On the mission trip, we basically overtook the Aposento Alto Church as our home. Sleeping, eating, playing, and making ourselves as comfortable as we could in this rectangular hall. Because of this, we had the opportunity to spend time with Pastor Ninen and his wife Cheka, whose house was only a few steps away from the church. Cheka and a team of wonderful women gave up their entire week to cook delicious meals for us and clean up after our messes, sacrificing their time and, I'm sure, testing their patience. We learned from Pastor about a storm that violently swept through Polo about 10 years ago, leaving devastation and causing many people to move on to new lives in different locations. Throughout the week, we saw how Pastor Ninen and Cheka have sacrificed so much to keep not only the church, but the entire community in high spirits and provide them with as much as they can. They truly listened to Jesus as he said, "Follow me," and continue to live their lives in this fashion. Praying Pelican Ministries, the group that we went down to the Dominican with, explained the origin of their name, saying that the pelican will do anything to help its offspring. In a time of starvation, where there is no food to be found, the mother pelican will dive her beak into her chest, feeding her own flesh to her babies. She will do this until she dies, making sure they have food to survive. Like Jesus, the pelican is the ultimate example of sacrifice, giving up its life for the benefit of its children, just as Jesus did on the cross for us. Corrie Ten Boom, a woman who I have found to be a great inspiration spiritually, once said, "When a train goes through a tunnel and gets dark, you don't throw away the ticket and jump off. You sit still and trust the engineer." When Jesus tells us to follow him, it is a matter of trusting him and his Father. Luke 9:57-62 tells us to literally leave everything behind, our families and our work. That sounds pretty difficult to me. What I think Jesus meant by this was to live a full, abundant life, but also give life away for his sake. How would that look in your life? For me, this is living with priority in God's love and letting go of what is keeping us from trusting and following him. Jesus did not have the earthly comforts that we have, even a permanent place to lay his head. He sacrificed all he had for our benefit and simply makes one demand of us: follow me.